For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. April is the month when we all think about doing our spring cleaning inside and outside. And EcoWNC is helping with some of the outside work by holding its second Earth Stewardship Day. Recently, I spoke with Sharisa Baker, the Water Quality Administrator for Eco. We're talking about Earth Stewardship Day, which is going to be held on the 27th of April. What kind of things are we going to do on Earth Stewardship Day?
Well, ECO has traditionally held a large Earth Day festival with educational exhibits and workshops focusing on environmental issues. And last year, the format of the event was changed to center around engaging people in environmental stewardship by coming together to complete service projects across Henderson County. So the idea of this new design is to both build awareness of the value of our natural resources as well as complete important on-the-ground work towards improving and protecting them. So we're happy to be carrying on that momentum forward from a successful event in 2012 where we had over 100 volunteers participate in this event. So we're working with several other local organizations and community groups in a collaborative effort to offer a variety of water quality and sustainability service projects for the day, which will take place from 9 a.m. to around 1 p.m. And then to celebrate the great work that we will have accomplished, volunteers can meet afterwards for an afternoon picnic and celebration on the campus of Blue Ridge Community College in Flat Rock. That'll include some great food and some local live music, children's activities, and a lot more. So it'll just be a great way to spend time outside with friends, family, and neighbors in honor of Earth Day.
And, of course, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, of course.
Just perfect. Not too hot. Not cold, not raining.
Right, exactly. It's not going to be anything but beautiful.
Beautiful day for working outside. Now, what kind of things are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing that day?
Well, we've got some exciting service projects lined up for Earth Stewardship Day 2013. So those include constructing a garden labyrinth and a community arboretum at the Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy. We're designing a walking trail and a buffer planting to prevent erosion with the Blue Ridge Community College Environmental Conservation Club. We're expanding a garden and doing some weatherization activities at the Girl Scout Hut with Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts of Henderson County. We're doing some trail maintenance and invasive species removal at Holmes Educational State Forest, building and planting raised beds at the 7th Avenue Community Gardens, planting shrubs and invasives removal in a stream bank restoration project in Etowah with the Henderson County Soil and Water Conservation District. And finally, we're going to be doing a spring garden cleanup at Upward Elementary School in their educational edible and butterfly gardens. So we've got kind of a wide variety of projects set up.
And you're going to do these from, you said, 9 a.m. to when?
To 1 p.m.
Okay, because my sheet here says 2 p.m., so I just want to be sure about that.
It's kind of from 1 to 2. The afternoon picnic will start at 1, so there might be a little overlap.
Okay.
Folks with kids, you know, will want to get there for lunch. So.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the big question. How the devil are you going to get all that done in four hours?
It is a lot, I know. We're working with several other organizations, and really they've really done a lot to organize these activities. So they've given us a certain number of volunteers that they can accommodate for the amount of work that they have, and some of these projects are ongoing. So this will just, having these volunteers come and help them with the project for the day for those 4 or 5 hours will kind of jumpstart the initiative for the year for some of these projects.
Okay. All right. So they don't necessarily are not doing from start to completion on these jobs. They're just because you said something about building a labyrinth.
Yes. The CMLC, Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy, has been working on this garden labyrinth in their community arboretum for several months and possibly longer than that. So this will just be kind of a work day for them to build the raised garden beds and plant them and get a lot done for that project. So not all of them will be completed in one day.
Right. an amazing number of things being done. Now, what organizations are you working with?
We are working with the Holmes Educational State Forest, CMLC, Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy, Henderson County Soil and Water Conservation District, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of Henderson County, Blue Ridge Community College, Upward Elementary School, the 7th Avenue Community Garden Association, and the Henderson County Young Leaders Program, and Boys and Girls Club of Henderson County, and several others. So it's a big collaborative event.
Do you have any idea? Now, you say they've told you how many people they can accommodate. So about how many volunteers are needed?
Well, last year we had over 100 volunteers participate, and so we're expecting around 100 to 150 this year.
Okay. And how can people go about finding out more and finding out how they can help and volunteer?
Well, for more information, you can visit our website at www.eco-wnc.org. And volunteers are asked to register in advance, and they can do that by calling the ECO office at phone number 828-692-0385.
And how far in advance do they need to contact you?
Probably we're going to try to have our numbers firmed up by the Wednesday before the event, but it's probably a couple of days before would be best.
Okay.
Just to have our numbers firmed up so we know how many people to expect.
Okay. This is just an amazing, amazing thing to do. And of course, it's all about Earth Day and all of that right now. And so it's the time of year that all of these projects are taking place. Like, for instance, you're having a speaker talking about earth-friendly burials.
Yes, that's for our workshop coming up through our Green Energy and Sustainability Committee.
That's an interesting slant on environmental sustainability.
Well, part of what ECO tries to embody is how to integrate sustainability into all parts of our lives. So several people have called with comments like, I've been waiting for somebody to host a workshop like this, and this is such an interesting topic. And
it's fascinating, and we could talk about that all day, but we're talking about Earth Stewardship Day, which is a different thing. It's going to be held on the 27th, and if you'd like to get your family together, your organization together, whatever, do so, and then give them a call or contact the ECO Western North Carolina office, preferably at least a couple of days before April the 27th. Thank you so much, Sarisa Baker, Water Quality Administrator for ECO Western North Carolina. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.